and its growing insistence on signs and wonders. The church today demands law to live by instead of the liberty of the Spirit. That is the decadence of the church today. Not sin, but its demand of the law to control people, its needs of signs and wonders, the loud, the big, instead of the quietness of walking in the Spirit. Church age people is not designed for the law. It's not designed for signs and wonders. Church age is designed for walking by faith in His Spirit. That's what it's designed. That new breed. We don't need the law. We don't need signs and wonders. But we're there to walk simply by faith. Not given signs and wonders. God gave to us something far more powerful than that. He gave to us the third member of the Godhead who lives inside of us, the Holy Spirit. You walk by Him. You walk by sight. Signs and wonders, that's what sight is, signs and wonders. You're going to follow the Antichrist, people. You're going to follow signs, and you're going to follow wonders, and you're going to follow man, and you're going to follow... You walk by the Spirit. You have this... It's walk by the Spirit. You walk by faith in Him. He guides you. He leads you to where He desires you to be. But so many Christians need the law instead of liberty. They need that. But here we're talking about those who will worship what? In spirit and in truth of what God is. Let's close this section in verse 42. I thought we'd get further, but at least get this section over. And they were saying to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said to that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world, Jew and Gentile. No racial barriers, no barriers whatsoever. He is the Savior of the world. Okay, we have several things here. It is no longer because of you that we believe, and then we come to the Savior. We have saved and believed. Being saved and living by faith, people, is what? It's personal. You want something impersonal? You want an impersonal love, an impersonal life? This is what the law gives you. The law gives you an impersonal life. Everybody, boom, right here with the law. Cram, everybody under the law. Yep, you're stepping out of the law. Get under the Ten Commandments. Be this. Be that. Totally impersonal. We're all going to walk the same in the law. We're all going to have that same armor on. It's going to be made out of cardboard, but got to have it because we're all wearing the law. It's totally impersonal from beginning to end. People, a relationship with Jesus Christ, a fellowship with God, is personal. Picture, man and woman married. That's not everybody's woman. That's not every woman's man. That's theirs. That's theirs. Personal. How they do things, when they do things, all this type of thing, that's them. It's personal. We're not going to write a lot of laws. Everybody ought to do this. Everybody ought to do that. Everybody ought to eat dinner together at the table with no TV on. That's not them. They're going to eat it outside. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Everybody ought to have sex once every day. In the morning, at night. No. That's this couple. It's personal. Everybody ought to do this together and that together. You don't make laws. There is no book on that kind of stuff. It's personal. It's liberty. All right. Our relationship with God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I want you so much, people, to enjoy it in your life before you leave planet Earth. It's individual. That's why you have the Holy Spirit. Not a law out here that everyone does. You've got the Holy Spirit inside of you. You walk individually, personally with Him. You have an intimate relationship with an intimate God. Not this impersonal God on stone, but a personal God written in your heart by the power of His Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3.